Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said that Ukraine's place is in the European Union during an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital Kiev on Monday morning local time. The minister stressed that Ukraine could rely on Germany and its understanding of what she said was EU enlargement as a necessary geopolitical consequence of Russia's war. She said that Ukraine already has candidate status and that preparations are underway to decide on opening EU accession talks. However, EU member state Hungary has already warned it won't support Ukraine's accession to the EU as long as the cultural, political and language rights of the ethnic Hungarian minority there have not been restored. It also wants Kiev to remove Hungary's largest OTP bank from its list of international sponsors of Russia's war against Ukraine. The arrival of Germany's foreign minister came after the German defense company Rheinmetall agreed to supply Ukraine with 40 Marder infantry fighting vehicles. That boosted Ukraine, where intelligence services claimed that the country had recaptured oil and natural gas drilling platforms near the shores of the Russian-occupied Crimea Peninsula in the Black Sea. Additionally, the governor of Ukraine's southeastern Dnipropetrovsk Oblast said Ukrainian air defenses had shot down 11 Iran-made Shahed drones overnight. While no severe casualties were reported, Governor Sergei Lysak acknowledged that some residential buildings and natural gas pipelines were damaged by what he said were attack drones, guided missiles from tactical aircraft and artillery. However, Moscow's installed head of the Russian-occupied region of Donetsk hit back by accusing Kiev of aggression. Yan Gagin said Kiev was moving NATO military alliance equipment and many troops to the Avdiivka area in preparations for attacks in the Donetsk direction. As clashes continue, the death toll rises, including among foreign aid workers. Heard through an interpreter, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his condolences to the families of two foreign aid workers whose van was reportedly hit by a Russian anti-tank missile in Donetsk on Sunday.
Near the city of Chasiv Yar in Donetsk region, Russian terrorists attacked a volunteer vehicle, a direct hit from an anti-tank missile system. As of this time, we know for sure that Anthony Ignat of Canada was killed. Unfortunately, Emma Igual of Spain is also likely to have been killed. My condolences to their families. Two other volunteers were taken to Dnipro hospitals, German citizen Mawik Rubin and Swedish citizen Johan Matthias, and they are being provided with the necessary assistance. This Russian shelling once again confirms how close the war against Ukraine is to everyone in the world who truly values human life and who believes it is the common moral duty of humanity to stop terror and defeat evil.
The four volunteers were trapped inside the van as it flipped over and caught fire after being struck by shells near the towns of Chasiv Yar. They were the latest casualties in a relentless war that broke out with Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.